When you start to mock them, it hurts. Now, everybody is talking about His Majesty the Internet, and it is also a very useful skill. But don't rush to label things like Facebook revolution, Twitter revolution. Don't mix tools with the substance. It is true that internet and new media are very useful in making things faster and cheaper. They make it also a bit safer for the participants because they give the part of anonymity. We are watching the great example of something else internet can do. It can put the price tag of state-sponsored violence over nonviolent protester. This is famous group, we are all Khaled Said, made by Wael Ghanim in Egypt and his friend. This is the mutilated face of the guy who was beaten by the police. This is how he became the public, and this is what probably became the straw which broke camel's back. But here is also the bad news. The nonviolent struggle is win in the real world, in the streets. You will never change your society towards democracy or, you know, economics if you sit down and click. There are risks to be taken, and there are living people who are winning this struggle. Well, million-dollar question, what will happen in the Arab world? And though young people from Arab world were pretty successful in bringing down three dictators, shaking the region, kind of persuading clever kings from Jordan and Morocco doing substantial reforms, it is yet to be seen what will be the outcome. Whether the Egyptians and Tunisians will make it through the transition, or this will end in bloody ethnic and religious conflicts. Whether the Syrians will maintain nonviolent discipline faced with a brutal daily violence which kills thousands already, or they will slip in a violent struggle and make ugly civil war.